I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back. It's the Aftermess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Oh, snap. Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
Wow.
We are going to be talking about high school reunions. You in it? Not with it? Let's talk about it.
Okay.
So here we discuss this a little bit. Off the air that some of us have been to high school reunions, some of us decided not to go to the high school reunions, and someone has to decide whether they're going to go to a high school reunion.
The Aftermess.
Now, myself, I have been to high school reunion. When I did my 10-year, 6 months before my 10-year high school reunion, I got divorced with my wife. And it was the most craziest fucking thing because literally we had just divorced. And it was a real surreal, weird thing. It was at a little, like a bar club thing in Santa Monica, California. Okay. So I walked up, I drove there and I walked up and it was kind of like some of these people I hadn't seen since we graduated and got our diplomas.
And this is your high school sweetheart, by the way, right?
No.
This wasn't.
No, this was okay. She was my best friend in high school.
Best friend in high school.
And we dated after. And we made it almost those 10 years, and we divorced 6 months right before the high school reunion.
Fuck.
So walking up to the hall, this bar thing, is seeing all these people. You know, you recognize their faces, but you never really kicked it with them. Mm-hmm. You never saw them. Mm-hmm. They were like acquaintances, and you realize 10 years later, like, fuck, I've known this guy since I was in junior high, and we never talked. And like, hey, how you doing? How's everything? Nice to see you. I don't know, fuck. Mm-hmm. I remember your face, but we're walking in. Some people I know. Getting to the little booths of people that I know and some people, it's just a surreal moment. Then I go to the bar to get a fucking drink. I walk to the bar. I look to my left. There's my ex-wife.
Oh, God.
She's staring at me and I'm staring at her and I'm just like, we both got our drinks. I looked at her. And at that point, you got to say something.
Really? I walk away.
Yeah, I would walk the fuck away.
It wasn't a bad divorce.
Okay.
We just kind of like, it's not working out, so we got divorced. So I got my drink. She had her drink. I looked at her, and she's like, and I just said, well, we almost made it. I said, cheers. And she said, cheers.
Just, oh, my God.
It was the most awkward, weirdest thing. And everybody was kind of staring at us and like, damn, that sucks you guys didn't make it. It became a thing. So that was my experience with the high school reunion. You might run into old flings. You might run into your old high school sweetheart. You might run into those people that, damn, they grew up and grew out. Man, they look fucking hot.
Ooh.
Because I saw a couple of girls. They were the little mud ducks in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
What's a mud duck?
Mud duck is not an attractive. It's not an attractive looking girl. But, man, high school reunion, they came out to show out. They're like, okay. Look who I became.
All right.
I'm like, well, listen,
I have a question, though.
I'm divorced.
Was this the first time you had seen your wife since you had gotten the divorce or finished that process?
You know what? When me and my ex-wife divorced, like I said, it wasn't a sloppy divorce.
Right.
We divorced, and every once in a while, we hooked up.
Oh.
And so it wasn't sloppy?
It wasn't sloppy because...
Sloppy Joe.
We...
don't,
she got her sloppy Joes on the weekly. She would call me like, what are you doing tonight? Like, where do you want me to be tonight?
Oh, my God.
And it was just kind of a thing. The physical aspect of my ex-wife was never a problem. Never a problem. So we did. It was not weird. It was just kind of just happened. So it was probably a couple months since I seen her. But it was just weird.
I think that would be weird regardless, though, because that's in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's a different thing. I don't know how, like, your situations
were. Like, when we went to the bar?
Yeah, like, you're in front of people as opposed to, like, if you give that late night call, we're like, what's up, big head?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Right, it's that private time.
What do you mean, big head?
Big head? Mm-hmm.
Like, I've used it on guys because, like, apparently it's a thing, but I don't know what it means.
It just means, like, some cute that you share together, like, what's going on, big head, like, probably, like, a private joke.
Oh, I thought it was just alluding to a big dick.
Hey. I have no idea.
Because guys tell that to girls.
And yeah, guys tell me that, and I'm just like,
they call you big
size.
Head?
Well, you got a big head, that's
no,
why.
No, I don't.
Now she's going to be so worried about the size of her head for the rest of her life, Joey.
All right, so here's the thing.
Okay.
I went to mine.
Okay.
Gina, you decided not to go to yours.
Well, technically it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, it's
so
it's, oh, you're not going to go to yours.
Next year would be mine. Next May. And as of this moment, I have no intention on going. And I was just talking about it with my husband because he missed his this year. He graduated a year before me, different school. But I was out of town. And for whatever reason, he's like, I don't want to go if you can't go. We were out of town for work. I think we were in Vegas like the weekend of it happening. And I'm like, well, that kind of sucks. Like, you still should have gone. But he didn't go. He would have loved to go. Me, on the other hand, why? What is the point? I'm like, I don't understand. Like, there's maybe one person from high school that I would be interested in catching up with, but we talk already. Like, I don't need to go to a high school reunion to catch up with her.
I guess it's how big, like, how many friends you got. Like, I had a big crew I hung out with, and we kind of, like, all went, some went to colleges and moved away, and there was probably a handful of people I really wanted to see.
See, I think it's probably because I had that falling out with a big group of friends, probably my junior year of high school. And my senior year, I really only ran with two people, and those two people ended up saying, like, I'm going to go hang out with your ex-boyfriend all the time and not tell you about it and be their best friend now, and I'm like, the fuck is that about? So, like, they fucked me over too. So I'm like, nah, fuck this place. Mm-hmm. Fuck this place. Why am I gonna go back? I don't wanna see you. I don't wanna see you. I don't wanna see you. Don't ask me how I'm doing. Not interested.
You know what's crazy? A lot of the popular, I went to a school in Burbank, California. Uh-huh. A lot of students. It's a big high school. A lot of the popular kids didn't show up to the reunion.
And I mean, heard surprise, because their life was at its peak in high school.
Right.
Sucks for you.
A lot of the football players, the star basketball players, a lot of the cheerleaders, they didn't show up because they felt like if they weren't a professional football player or a model or an actress, then you're kind of like, what happened? And I know that happens a lot, I hear.
Yeah. And that's why for me, so I don't know how it happened where I'm 22 years old and yet somehow I had a high school reunion like 2 years ago or whatever. I don't know how that happened, but it did. So I went, and I was actually a little disappointed, like, looking back on it, because I wanted to go. I didn't care about, like, who I hung out with and all that stuff. Like, blah, 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 whatever. I have friends. I'm fine with that now. I just want to see how everybody is doing.
Really?
Like, what happened to literally everybody?
Same.
Right?
But wouldn't you have to talk to people to figure that out?
No, I could just look at him and be like, oh my God.
You wanted to go people watch?
I wanted to just...
But Anish, you're an extrovert as I am, right?
Yes. Yeah, I would say yes. I'm good. I'm kind of like, I struggle with what the answer is to that because like I'm my most comfortable when like I'm in an introverted setting, but I'm really good at being an extrovert. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how that works, but I have no problems with like going up and talking to people that I went to high school with. Like I don't have a problem going up and being like, hey, what's up? How are you doing? But to me, it was just like, I want to see what happened to the jock. Mm-hmm. Did you end up going somewhere or not? I didn't have to talk to you before.
Right.
Bitch, I know who you are.
Right.
You know who I am. Like, let's just go and say hi and let's catch up. And if we hadn't had a conversation before, let's just start one now. My frustration with it is that the people that went to my high school reunion, first of all, it was like a really small group of people. And it was all these people who were exactly the same.
Really?
Like, everybody looked the same. Everybody that went dressed the same. They sounded the same. And I was so let down because I was like, nobody got bald.
Do you think 10 years is enough time for a change?
Yes.
Absolutely.
10 years of people, like a drastic change?
For me, everybody that talked to me was like, you've changed a lot since you were in high school. And I was like, okay, I got fatter. But in all honesty, like, I think that is plenty of time for you to change. People can get married. People can have kids. People can move, change careers, change gender identities. Like, a whole bunch of stuff can happen. I wanted that big moment, and there nobody Nothing. That actually showed up did that, because there was some crazy stuff.
You were the
stuff.
Moment.
I don't even know if I was the moment.
Oh yeah,
though.
Yes, you definitely were the moment.
I don't
the guy
know.
That's on the morning show radio, the local radio station, is definitely a moment for everybody. What happened to the gay guy that didn't come out the closet?
Gay guy.
Yeah.
Well, is that surprising that he came out? Like, that to me is.
But
just
on the
like,
radio, that's huge.
Okay, I'll give that. Like, that one definitely. But outside of that, there was stuff that happened. Like, there were people who disappeared because they, like, got pregnant and didn't want people to know about it. Or
yes, that's true.
You know what I mean?
There have been a handful of people that have completely disappeared.
Mm-hmm. I don't
They're
know
not
what
on social
to you.
Media, but why would I think that they would show up then?
Because maybe you've got this big reveal that you want to make.
I get what you're saying. You wanted something to fucking talk about.
Yeah, nothing
and
was there to talk about.
Everyone there was a freaking stale piece of bread.
Dang.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was pretty much it. It was like, okay, well, great. We went to Oso out here, like 48th or 50th and Street in Indian school, I think. Yeah. So food was great. Drinks were great. But outside of that, it was really boring. And I think that social media has changed like the whole concept of a high school reunion, too, because it's like,
you can bitch, see.
You can see
doing.
Your reunion. Your reunion is every day on Facebook.
Yeah, I could just go and look you up, and I do it all the time.
But some people don't post. There was a lot of people that I wanted to see that are so private, and it makes you even more like, what the fuck? Like, why isn't Amanda posting shit? What does she do? How is she going with Mike? So obviously, Carly, you're probably almost a fucking decade away from yours. Do you think you're going to go? Do you even care to go?
Well, let's see. I graduated in 2014 from Vintage High School in Napa, California.
So adorable.
Go Crushers, which means that's in 2024. We're in 2019. Years. 4 years ago. Okay.
Did she bust out a calculator for that?
I think so. I did.
Oh, my God.
So
it's going to be 2020, 2024, so about 4 years.
4 years. Okay.
Now you went to Napa. You went to high school and graduated from Napa, California.
Yeah.
Was it a big school or was it predominantly small high schools?
There was 5 high schools in my town. There was a school for bad kids, there was a Catholic one, and then there was a 2 really big ones and 1 small techie ones. I went to one of the big ones. I think my graduating class, though, I think it was only like 1,000 students.
Okay, I think that's bigger than mine.
That's pretty big.
Or no, I'm a liar. Maybe there's only like 2,000 kids at my school. Fuck it, who knows, man? I never really counted or looked around.
Girl.
True.
She just busted out a calculator to calculate 4 years, so I believe that. There's probably like 100 graduating kids at your high school.
Carla.
So are you going to go, you think?
Well, here's the thing. I had, from my experience in my brain, I had a fucking terrible time in high school. I fucking hated everyone. I never had a group of friends that I hung out with. I was that person that everyone knew, but no one would notice if she didn't show up to the party. Because, like, everyone was like, oh, yeah, Carla. Like, I ran for homecoming queen. Like, I almost won. Like, all these things. But I didn't have a group of friends. It was like everyone was my friend, like, individually, and I never felt like I belonged anywhere.
You never had a clique?
Uh-uh. Never. So, I mean...
So, 2 things. You could either go up to show up and show out, or you really don't care about those people and you don't need to go, like, kind of a genius situation. Anybody you wanted to keep in contact with, you did.
I feel... Well, I was the first person in my entire graduating class to graduate college, first of all.
What?
Yep. Ha, ha, ha.
Wait, with a graduating class of 1,000? Okay.
No, because there was only, like, 400 graduating. I'm pretty sure there was 2,000, like, at my school.
Right. Yeah. Okay, but... You did the traditional 4-year route?
3.5, but nobody else beat me to it. Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people went to college, actually, from my high school. I mean, I think there was actually this one comment really pissed me off from this one bitch. Andrea, if you're listening, this is about you. I remember it was on Twitter, and I didn't even know that I was the first person to graduate from my class yet, but the valedictorian... on Twitter commented, hey, congratulations to you for graduating with your bachelor's. You're the first person from our class to graduate college officially. Like, congratulations. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I mean, granted, like, a lot of people were at, like, UCLA and Berkeley and shit. But, hey, it's still cool.
That's still something.
It's still cool. And I was like, wow, thank you. And this one girl goes, actually, I graduated with my associate's degree last year, so she's not the first person to graduate college. And I was like, first of all, congratulations. That's still a really awesome accomplishment. However, it has nothing to fucking do with what he said, because it's not a bachelor's degree. Like, you don't have to diminish my accomplishment to make yourself feel better. Like, fuck you. Anyway, so I guess I would probably go to Flex, to be honest with you, because I was bullied hella hard in high school, too, like, my first couple of years. And I don't know, I'm just kind of glad that I made it out of there, because Napa's a very, like, small town. And there are still a lot of people with, like, very small town mentalities. Like, you will walk anywhere and they use the N-word like it's fucking normal type of thing. And, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would probably go just to see where everyone landed.
You know what's crazy? With people to do the reunions becomes like a celebration and seeing your friends, but it becomes a sad thing, too, when you go up and people that aren't there anymore. Or that you find out, like, yo, whatever happened to? Like, I asked about this one guy specifically, and he said he got on meth and he got really bad. I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
He was one of the star, like, football, baseball, like, great looking guy.
Damn.
Had the baddest girl in school. I'm like, what? Him? Like, how? And then you know what's crazy? The first one, there was this one girl that I remember from junior high and high school. But I remember in junior high, she got kicked out of our junior high, went to another junior high. Then I saw her in high school, and she was like a party girl. She was like a badass. She was cool, but she always got in trouble. And you felt like she went. It's like, she went through things in high school, whatever. Okay. She's a badass. So whatever. So she showed up at a reunion. She was saying hi to everybody and talking to everyone. And I knew her, but we didn't kick it. We didn't really know each other. And she gave me her number. She was just like, yeah, call me. We should hang. I totally remember you. I was like, and we never had a conversation, but we had classes together. And I'm like, well, that's weird. Like a month later, she committed suicide.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And
wow.
All the graduating were reaching out to each other, and everyone was just like, she was just like really crying for help, like anybody. And because everyone had the same experience, because she had this clique that she hung out with. There's these three girls, and one of them is a really good friend of mine. And she just kicked it with them in high school. But she was doing that with everybody, anybody she can run into. And it was so sad. And it was so sad for some of these people that you might want to see how you've been, and they don't show up, or you hear something bad happen to me. So I know I've talked to some friends, that's why they didn't go. Mm. I'm like, you know what? I heard some crazy stories about high school reunions that's depressing as fuck. So I don't even want to go, because I would like to know what happened to so-and-so that I had a shop class, or so-and-so that we didn't keep in contact, but damn. We knew each other growing up, and we never kept in contact. And you go, like, what happened? They passed away. Oh, they went through some shit. That really affected a lot of people afterwards, and I felt guilty for a while.
Yeah.
I remember, I'm not going to say her name, but I remember having that piece of paper. She wrote her number down and her name, and I always remembered her as me and my friends would call her the loca in high school. She was just crazy. She was just...
Like out there.
Out there yelling at teachers, back talking. I wish you would, bitch.
Like a badass kid.
Just a badass kid. So I'm like, yo, that was weird. I never, like, why would I hang out with this girl? And I felt so bad because I remember throwing away the piece of paper and just be like, I don't have anything, like, it's not someone I want to kick it with at that moment. If I knew she was a cry for help, I told her to call her. But everyone felt the same way.
Right.
And maybe that's what it was, that nobody was, you know, and it's sad.
You'll never, I mean, the unfortunate thing, the real thing is, like, you don't truly know what that could have meant or what the actual... like reason was behind that too, but damn, that is something I didn't think about, because yeah, there since graduating, I mean, was really interesting about my class. It's not like interesting, I just don't know what word to describe it, is that there were a lot of losses my senior year, like to the point that the school had to put out a letter where it was suicides, and the school had to put out a letter where it's like, these are not related, like we're trying to investigate to find out, because there were some pretty consistent losses of students that was happening. And then I guess like the other thing is that through Facebook, I had already learned about some other classmates that we'd tragically and like unfortunately lost like in the meantime between those 10 years from like graduating or whatever. But damn, you know, now I feel really selfish, because that's not something that I thought about at the time of my reunion or even since then, like the people that we've lost.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Really.
Here's nothing about high school that comes up. Would you guys... How do you guys feel? Because this happened when I went to high school. There was these twins, Jaime and Sal. Great looking guys.
Work.
One of them was drunk driving. Got in a car crash. Died. A twin. I get chills just talking about it. They put his car crash in front of the high school. Or his car that was all demolished in front of the high school.
His mangled car from the crash?
Why?
Is it a PSA for drunk driving?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
Fuck, man.
Whoa.
Would you be opposed to your child, or if that were a thing? We didn't know how I would feel about this. Now, this is the 90s for me. Now, obviously, the family signed off on it. There was a big
memorial?
Assembly. Okay. There was a big assembly, and his parents, I'm getting crazy, dude, because it was crazy. I remember like it was yesterday. The family went up there, and I didn't realize their younger brother that was a year younger than them, I had a class with. And I had no idea those were his brothers until he was on top of the stage. And he was the nicest guy, but he was such an introvert and so quiet. And his two twin brothers were like the party guys, the great look. Like every girl wanted to get with these twins. And I was like, holy shit, that's so-and-so. I'm like, what the fuck? And then and they put the car crash. The car was like mangled, and they put it in front of the school. And I went to John Burroughs High School in Burbank. Have you ever seen a show called The Wonder Years back in the days on TV? That's the school. Glee is based out of my high school. They had so it's a pretty predominant big school in California. But how do you guys feel about that?
I'm not into it.
The car.
At all. Because, like, to me, I understand, like, the idea of, like, scaring the kids straight or whatever. But my immediate thought was, as someone who like one of my good friends, like his last moments were in a car too. And if I were to see that car, even now as an adult, that would be very like triggering.
Right.
So for the kids that knew the one that they lost at that time, to see that actual car there would just be like, yo, what the fuck? No.
That's a really good point, because when you first told me, I was really on the fence about it. Because I do understand, like, the, and my big thing was, did the family sign off on it? Obviously, yeah. You said they did. Like, the shock value, the learning, is it worth it? But to your point, the only close friend I've ever had who did pass away, I was a senior in high school and it wasn't a car. And I couldn't drive through the intersection where they mm-hmm. lost their life. I would avoid that intersection mm-hmm. because it is triggering. So that's a really, really good point, because it's, I don't think it's fair to prolong other people's mourning of that. So maybe if they wanted to do it down the line, all those kids are out of the school, maybe a little better. But to right have after. That right after, that is pretty wild.
I would have to agree with that, just in the instance that it's that car. However, my high school every other year reenacts a driving accident, whether it's like drinking or like texting and driving, and they reenact the whole crash. Paramedics come in, helicopters fly the supposed victims out, and then like every hour or like whatever the statistic is for teen death in cars, someone dies and they can't talk for the rest of the day and they slowly disappear from classes. It's like this big dramatic big dramatic like ordeal that they do to promote awareness on mm-hmm. like how you should really be fucking careful when you're driving, whether it's drinking, whether it's texting and all that shit. I just don't think it's fucking effective, to be completely real with you. It's kind of a waste of budget. It's a waste of time. And to the sense of that, like, car thing, that's fucking insensitive. So,
because you're asking, to me, it's like you're asking the family's permission, but, like, I would want to be asked, too, like, are you okay?
With walking past this every single day. Okay,
here's my thing, because on another podcast, we're talking about how you have to smack the kids on the face about, like, the birds and bees talks I had with JoJo. Mm-hmm. I just plainly said, we're going to talk about pussy and weed. Got his attention, and we got into it. And I think that grabbed his attention. I look at that. Can they do that now? No, because we live in a society that everything's insensitive and everything you have to, like, we learn that every day here at work. Like, everything. And no one could pull that off. But it worked for us. We saw that car, and I was part of a party crew. And when we passed that car, we left school on that Friday, and we saw that. It affected us.
Oh, yeah.
To a way where he was absolutely. The homie. But we definitely, after that, didn't drink and drive.
Maybe because it was real.
No, I think it 100% was real.
Yeah. But that's the point. Like, yeah. That was
your
the point.
Your reenactment wouldn't do shit for
yeah.
me either.
Yeah.
So I get what you guys are saying. And we were affected because he was the homie. Mm-hmm. But it did affect us into a way like, nah. I'm like, are you crazy? And it was a reminder. Monday morning, Friday, you're leaving into the weekend. And you saw that car and you're like, nah, like I'm good like doing that. So I was wondering, thinking about this high school reunion, how that was a big thing in a mm-hmm. high school. And that affected us. And it worked on us. Not saying that it worked, but I know that it could probably never happen because of, like, obviously, out of
today?
Four of us, three of us say no, but it worked for us.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So if someone were to ask me, we're thinking, and the family signs off, does it really smack the kids in the face? Because you really do have to with me raising teenagers. What you're doing, exactly what you said, Carla, the reenactment, doesn't work with these kids. They're so desensitized that you got to do something real. Like, this is the car your friend died in because he decided to drink and drive, or someone decided to drink and drive in his car.
Like, if that was my brother, you said his brother still went to that school? That's, I wouldn't want to go to that school anymore. Yeah. I couldn't pass that every day.
Hell no.
But, I mean, obviously, you don't have to go through that entrance. It's a big high school. You can go through another entrance. But if you can help other students, I would be down for it. Okay. If you signed off in it. Like, you're the family, you're the brother. And, like, listen, we could really make this a situation for a lot of because. At that time in LA, party crews were the rage.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was in a party crew. Everybody was drinking. Everybody was smoking. Everybody was partying hard. And that's how he died. Partying, drinking, and driving and stuff like that. Just wondering your thoughts about that.
Yeah, sure. It's just, it's so interesting. And I don't know if it changes your mind at all. But to me, I think, like, I can't think of that perspective of being, like, at your high school, being in that crew or whatever. But, like, I legitimately never had a sip of alcohol, like, the whole time I was in high school. So if I were to be my teenage self and to see that, it would just be like, what the fuck? Like, why? Now I'm reminded of this tragic situation again. It's like, I don't drink and drive, like, as a... I've made that mistake later on in life, but at the time, like, it was like, fuck. And knowing how I would react emotionally, I know that it would have done something to me. So that's a really interesting, mm-hmm. that's a very interesting thing to think about. Because
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it would be worth it to me to for other people to get scared straight for me to see that. I don't know. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow.
Never heard of something like that.
Mm-hmm. Me either. I've never heard anyone. I don't know if they're the only ones that ever mm-hmm. did it. I don't know that there was a boycott after it. And maybe.
Do you know if it's still there?
Oh, no. It wasn't there anymore. It like literally was probably, I think it was there a month, couple of months.
That's throughout, a
maybe
long
the,
ass time.
The semester. But it wasn't like memorialized or like a statue made out
okay.
of it. I just know that it affected everybody, including my crew, who we drank a lot and mm-hmm. we partied a lot. So it was just something like, yeah, we talk about how these kids are a lot different than it was back in the days. And that's something that would never happen nowadays
mm-hmm.
because it's easy to protest something like up rather than deal with it. Let's just not do it, which I'm not a fan of, but mm-hmm. it is what it is.
Okay. Yeah. It just, were you talking about like stuff at, I don't know, almost like a statue or something. I went to North High School. We were the Mustangs. And so like while I was in high school, like they finally got this like statue of a horse or a Mustang, I should say. And for whatever reason, they had like the phallic part of the Mustang also put onto the statue.
Phallic,
and then,
like the balls and the peen?
Like the full on dick.
Okay.
And our rivals, I'm sure it's like this still to this day, but like Central High School was our rival. And I guess like at one point in the middle of the night, right after we got the statue made, they came and like chopped the dick off of the Mustang and they put it somewhere else, like in the high school. Do you guys remember any like vandalism situations or anything when you were in high school or with statues? Because I was like, wow, what a high school like television show moment. We had vandalism.
I feel like in L.A., because our color were red and our rival was Burbank High Blue. I feel like it was a bunch of Blood and Crip shit. Like you just like put dye in their pool for the polo team,
really?
Like red dye in it, and they would put blue dye in it. But it was nothing like, it was stuff like that with colors.
My school did not have enough school spirit for that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no.
They didn't really care.
Yeah.
Like, there was no, like, Skyhawk Pride. Like, no, it didn't exist. So, no. But Bryce, who went to Sunny Slope, they had a ton of school spirit and a shit ton of pride at Slope.
Yeah.
And they did shit like that.
Yeah.
I forgot what, but he said that, like, they stole someone's statue or that, like, they went and, or someone stole their Viking because they have a Viking statue. They're the Vikings. Like, and that was, like, mind blowing to me. I was like, no one gave a shit at my high school for that. Like,
I didn't give a shit about the stuff. I didn't really, but I used to love to hear about it. Like, damn, they got that.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, damn, they
couldn't have gone and done it. But I was like, oh, wow, something happened.
Well, is there any good sports teams at all? Like, any good sports teams on your school?
In our school at that time was football.
So you had a good football team?
Yeah.
Did you, Anish? Because you said you had some rivalry stuff.
I honestly don't know. I just remember being so sexually frustrated and watching all of the football players and being like, oh my God, they're so fine. There was one guy who, when I look back at his high school picture, I'll just be like, my God, what did any of us see in that God? But I think we were good for maybe a semester at best.
Okay.
I don't think high school was that great.
I was just wondering
you?
If like good sports teams made school spirit.
Well, and I think that they do because here, like my school was very big and we had a lot of money. Like my location of my school was definitely closer to like the areas where kids that were well off would go.
Was it public or private?
Public.
Okay.
Public. Yeah, no. Public. Don't get me wrong. Like there was also like
sure.
A good athletics program financially, but football, fucking trash. Trashola. Like, it was so fucking bad. I'm pretty sure I have vivid memories of them playing the toilet flushing sound. That's where I got it from.
Oh, no.
During one of the games because it was just so fucking bad. They were bad. Our baseball team was okay. Our basketball team was fucking trash. It was embarrassing. Like, it was so bad, I cry. Our soccer team was legit as hell, but obviously no one would go to the games.
Yeah, because like our soccer team was good,
except
too,
for
but
all
no
the fucking Mexicans.
That's crazy.
And then our volleyball team was legit. Like, these girls were getting scholarships to, like, Berkeley and shit their sophomore years. Like, they were hella good. Our swimming team was winning all the time, but it was a sports.
Carla, girl. I swear to God, our schools like mirror each other in sports, but neither of our schools had any
fucking school
spirit.
Exactly, because it's not the all-American big game rivalry shit. So people didn't want to.
I think with these high schools, you need a big either football or basketball. It has to be the big sports.
We didn't have either of those.
Interesting.
And no one gave a shit.
Yeah.
I think that's why.
But we had a lot of school spirit, and I don't remember us being that good. I don't know. The only thing that I remember from our school being good was our step team.
You had a step team?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Were you on it? Oh my God, please tell me you were on
it. Wish I was confident enough at the time to go on it because, bitch, I would have slapped the fucking floor with my feet. No, but we had a really good step team from what I remember. And every time we had a pep rally, I would just be like, wow.
You'd be like, 1, 2, 3.
When I was at another radio station, I used to go to Nisha's high school all the time. Mm-hmm. They would call us all the time. Mm-hmm. We were at North High at least two or three times a semester.
Oh, I remember playing Bow Wow, Fresh As I'm Is,
yeah.
All that other stuff.
And maybe it was your high school. I don't remember. I remember we went to a high school and they had a step team.
Mm-hmm.
They were Mexican.
Oh.
And, that might have been yours. And the African Americans were not happy about that shit at the fucking
My God, maybe it was our high school. Woo! Because that was the other reason why I was intimidated about going on there is because, like, I didn't know the politics of it. But, like, I could tell that everybody was Mexican or Latino. So I was like, I don't know if I should.
It became like a damn race, right, where we were going to encourage them to bring them up on stage. And I remember, I think we were a promotions director. I'm like, man, this is some shit. I'm like, I'm not bringing anybody if this is going to become a race riot here. And I think they were stepping off the stage, but they started stepping. We acknowledged them, but we didn't spotlight him because there wasn't an understanding that it was accepted or who approved it situation. But I know that's a sore subject for a lot of people.
That's the whole like racing is super interesting. So my school, Napa, California, has a neighboring city called American Canyon. Hazte cuenta that it's like Glendale and Peoria, or like let's say Scottsdale and Arcadia. Okay, like in the distance. Arcadia is very small compared to Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. It's like almost damn near not really a city. It's more like a neighborhood. But no, to be real with you, it's exactly the same. Napa and American Canyon. American Canyon was very heavily African American and Filipino. Heavy, like heavy. These kids went to our school because they didn't even have a high school in their town. So they would all bus down to our school. And so for a while they were like part of our sports teams, and while they were all there, like our sports team were fucking popping, like we had hella kids, we had a bunch of school spirit. And as soon as they opened up their American Canyon High School, all the kids left and all of our programs went to shit and all of our school spirit went to shit. And like it was just this, we lost so many students that it was like, oh man, like the whole culture, everything, the vibe, it was fucking different and it was crazy. And a lot of people were like, it's because you took like all like those kids away. Like they were
the spirit.
They were the spirit.
Right.
So, and now actually I'm pretty sure their school has like bomb programs now.
From the time I graduated high school to high school tours, I've done a lot, even to with this station. We don't do as many as I would like to because we're so busy, but nothing changes. You still walk in, you still see the clicks up.
Yep.
There's the Latinos, there's the upper Latinos, there's African Americans, there's the Asians, there's the whites, there's the skaters, there's the jocks. Nothing fucking changes. It's the same thing.
That's so weird.
It's so weird when we walk through.
It was weird to me when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Because I did not care about any of that
stuff. Well, that's why I was popular. I wasn't popular because I was Joey Boy or Joey. I was popular for I talked to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with a bunch of like cholos and stuff, and they knew I would never join a gang because they were all afraid of my dad. Mm-hmm. And they know that if you try to jump me or jump me into your gang, my dad will kill all of you guys. So they respected me, and I got down with the cholos.
Oh, interesting.
Got down with the jocks because I've always loved sports. Was too small to play, but but they all knew me, and I would hang out with them. The B-boys, the party crews, the cheerleaders. I talked to everybody and anybody because I'm such an extrovert. I was popular because I talked to everybody, and I always tripped how, God, you really go to lunch, and like it's like segregation. It's like the whites over there, the blacks, the Latinos. And till this day, I still see it. So sometimes, like, have we come anywhere? Like, nah, because it starts from school and kids. It's the same shit. So by the time they're an adult, they're already... They've seen their dad do it. They did it. It's just so weird to me. The segregation in high school is still real.
Yeah.
Well,
and classism.
I think it just has to do with the fact that when you're that age, you don't know what the fuck else to identify yourself as. So it's like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with other kids that also do sports. And like, I think you just kind of divide yourself into groups because you yearn so badly to want to be accepted at that age, maybe.
It's
so,
like a fucking prison yard. Know. You go to a prison yard, it's the same shit.
I feel like that's why I struggled in high school is because I didn't understand the concept of cliques. I switched schools when I was a teenager. We moved, so I switched schools. And the people that I naturally gravitated towards were people who had similar personalities than me, and that's really all I gave a shit about. I didn't care if you were a cute person or not, but then I realized all the cute people would click up together. And I had the most fucked up person come up to me.
Ooh.
In eighth grade, I was sitting at a table with my new friends. It's like the first week of school. And he's one of the popular guys, like one of the jocks. And he sits down, doesn't like ask. He just like invites himself to the table. And some of the girls are talking to him. And he goes, you're new. What's your name? Tell him my name. He goes, why are you sitting here? I was like, because I get along with them. He's like, you don't look like them. And then he got up and walked away. He pretty much like called all these fucking girls ugly.
Or
and
you ugly and them
I should be leaving this group of table and go hang out with him and his friends. I was like, what the fuck just happened here? I didn't really have any awareness, I guess, of like that until that moment. It was very, very interesting. The clicky shit.
I have the same thing happen to me in fucking college my freshman year. This bitch, she was so fucking mean. And she, like, went into my dorm room, my space. And she was like, you do know, like, all those people you're hanging out with lately? And I was like, yeah, they're just normal, average, normal college students. Like,
people
I didn't see anything wrong with
it.
People I get along with. Yeah. And she was like, you could do way better than them. And I was like... We are at the same university studying the same thing, living in the same dorms. I want to know what the fuck you mean by that. You bitch. Like, what is wrong with you? And she just, like, walked out of my room. And I was like...
God, that... Ugh.
Like, cause some people are just mean, and, like, you shouldn't value that.
I was so like, floored. I had never experienced in my life. I was like, did this motherfucker just come over here and insult all these people in front of me? I'm over here trying to make friends. Go away. You're going to make them mad at me.
Right.
I just want friends. That I get along with, not that I fucking look like.
Right.
The girls I looked like, I did not get along with.
Right. No, I feel that. No, maybe that's why the universe works that way. Us four got together and met each other. And because I feel like maybe we had the same experience, how we just like people.
Because that was the thing is like, I didn't care. I wouldn't have considered myself like the popular person, but I definitely was just like, I don't give a fuck about who this person is or how popular they are. They're annoying. But it wasn't aggressive. It wasn't abrasive. It was just like, I'm just not going to talk to them. I'm going to go talk to my friends. It's Wednesday. It's chess club day. My best friends, Bonu and Peter, who I still talk to this day, they're hanging out at chess club. I don't care if anybody, genuinely don't care if anybody judges me. I'm going to go hang out with them. Then I'm going to talk to the cheerleaders afterwards because my way in was they wanted like their audio stuff edited and I was the only one that would do that for them. And then they also talked to the dance squad about that. And then somehow I would always end up talking to the basketball players because I kind of liked them. And it was just all this other thing.
Somehow you would end up talking to them.
That's hilarious. Oh my God. That shit is taught, man, at a young age.
No,
who you're supposed to talk to and hang out with and who you're supposed to sit with. I'm trying to get my son, and my son is very, JoJo's very, very like me. JoJo's friends are all over the place.
Good.
They're all over the place. Caden, you guys met Caden. Super smart genius who's going to be a CEO.
Y'all met Caden? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I know I have.
He's like a super smart kid that who's probably gonna go to like Yale or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then he hangs out with jocks, and then he hangs with black kids, white kids, Latinos, very much like I did. I just thought about that. Very much like me. All right. Well, you know, this is probably the longest podcast, but hopefully you found it interested. That was a good one. I like that one. All right, we're out because we have 10,000 things to do during the day. Make sure you subscribe. Tell everybody about the aftermess, and we shall see you back on the radio 5:30 to 10 live 101.5.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.